Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Remember, and I was wrong. I said Pittsburgh was the one that I thought was motivated enough. Cleveland's going to – you're putting too many expectations. I was right about that part, too many expectations on them. But, John, they have looked fraudulent because, again, they don't know what the identity is off.
No doubt. I mean, they were the preseason darlings. But Odell Beckham Jr. has two receptions for 27 yards.
You know, long before that chirping gets louder about not getting what he wants.
I mean, does he miss Eli yet? My goodness. I mean, at least Eli could get him the ball.
Eli only had eyes for him.
You know, I mean, good God. I mean.
Like, one to Ingram, eight to you. Now, he's not getting that. He's not getting that kind of ratio in Cleveland.
Right. You're switching punt returners mid-game. You know, like, what are you doing? You know, what's going on there?
Freddie Kitchens looking a mess.
No, the way they were trying to get –
a guy who was a coordinator wasn't ready.
Odell looks so weird, the way they're trying to get him involved, too, with these handouts and end-arounds.
Well, they're just mixing it up, Brad. You just sound like somebody that's salty that they're 0-5 in fantasy.
I'm also somebody who lost – he lost that game for me.
He did.
I had my chance to get my one damn victory.
I think –
who lost the game for you, the offense coordinator?
With
the
Odell.
All he needed from Odell was, like, 12 points.
That's it.
Like, that's all he needed.
To get a win.
Like, because I'm going to tell you, man, the way your roster's looking, dude.
I'm going to go 0-for. It's embarrassing.
Aren't you, like, 2 years removed from winning?
Two
like
in a
back
row.
Like, back-to-back?
Yeah.
Yeah, but
and now you're the
I think I've lost it.
League.
I think it's this PPR, whatever format
it's always been PPR, Brad.
No, the old format was different.
We've always had PPR, Brad.
Things losers say for 2,500.
You're exactly right. Yeah. It's a little hard to take right now. I'll be honest with you.
You should.
I'm not going to laugh, man.
I'm with you. Like,
Brad,
yes,
will you tweet, just so our listeners can get a
show
sense
the lineup?
Of,
yeah,
will you tweet out a picture of your lineup?
I will.
Because it is awful.
Well, a lot of injury decimated. So I had to do some swapping.
Who have you lost?
I got to go back and look. I don't even remember. I don't study this like you do. I don't have the kind of time you do.
Why are you reveling in him having the worst
time John
season?
John Martin studies my roster. Think about this for a second. He studied my roster. I have no idea what the hell's going on.
You don't know what you got, but he knows what you got at 0-5.
He has that kind of time.
I try to win this league.
This guy does four F45s a day, for God's sakes. He's got plenty of time.
If you fail at what you're doing in life, John Martin will be there to laugh at you.
He'll give you analysis of your damn fantasy team,
too. I'm trying to help you, man.
You should help me.
Like, it is. I'm trying to – you got to get one win. You
it ain't going to happen at this point. If Odell can't help me get more than 5 points on his damn roster.
If you go winless, does it negate?
And then you have to come to the show and hear about it.
Does it negate championships if you go winless? I think it does.
I don't think so. I still get to keep that $400 plus that belt I had for 2 years.
Yeah, but that belt's in my office now, Brad.
I saw
it. I tell you, it ain't moving to yours anytime soon.
Listen, it is your time. There's no question about it. The Cowboys suck. Right? Cowboys suck. My fantasy team is S. You are doing well. Your
Thank
teams
you.
Are all doing
Thank
well.
Thank you so much.
But again, help me out here, Deacon. Mm-hmm. It's a long season. Play the long game because in the
it's
going to
be a really long one for you.
Much like Baker Mayfield, I feel a humbling coming for John.
Your time is coming, John.
Maybe so.
And you'll remember yesterday that I prayed for it.
Yeah. Me too. I prayed long
and
hard last night.
Prayers from a deacon can be very powerful, John. So
yes.
My team.
Feed me your prayers. Mm-hmm. For humbling.
Tariq Cohen hasn't performed for me this year.
This is
you want to call him Tariq. It's Tariq. It's not,
Drafting Pollard was a mistake, clearly.
You drafted him in the third round.
Well, I mean.
No, I didn't draft him in the third round. I drafted him like a sixth or seventh round.
Yeah. Drafted Pollard in the third round?
I did not draft him in the third
round.
It was more like the sixth round.
Okay.
But if you look at my roster, it's dudes who are great in 2012. My memory stopped at 2012, clearly.
Yeah. He's riding Alshon and Zach Ertz.
He's no Matthew Berry.
Freaking embarrassing.
It's all right. I'm sure you'll get a win somehow. Maybe against Bennett. His team sucks, too.
Really?
And if you don't get that win, you'll hear about it from John.
Yeah.
Oh,
all right. Lots more to come in the rundown. Clay Travis will join us at 12:25. We're going to break down the NBA China situation with him. Rod Hampton in studio at 125. Going to be a fun rest of the show. Back in a minute, Jason and John, 92 FM, ESPN.
Data message rate supply national contest. It's radio.com cash time. Weekdays at the top of every hour, 9 a.m. through 5 p.m. on 92.9 FM ESPN. And right now, we're putting cash in your app.
All right, maybe I can buy some players. Your code word this hour is quiz, Q-U-I-Z. You can text the word quiz to win $1,000 this hour with the radio.com cash word. You have up until 1 o'clock, so 56 minutes, to text the word quiz, Q-U-I-Z, to 72881. Get your cell phone and text the word quiz to 72881. You have until 1 o'clock, and a new code word coming up at 1 o'clock.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis and America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Wonderful product. I've lost 111 pounds using that product. 111 pounds. You could not believe the difference. I went from a size 48 pant to a 33 pant, and I've maintained that now for over almost a year now. Yeah, absolutely. Andro 400 has helped me lose 111 pounds, and I've maintained my weight for almost a year now.
Thanks, James, for that inspiring testimony and 111 good reasons to choose Andro 400, the most effective and natural way to lose belly fat, increase libido, gain energy, strength and muscle while safely boosting your testosterone levels. So guys, how many reasons do you need for trying Andro 400? Well, here are two more great reasons. Order now and get free shipping plus an additional $6 off when you use the code SAVE6. That's SAVE6. Call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, or go to andro400.com, andro400.com.
The best place in Tunica for sports is the best place for football all season long at Horseshoe Tunica. Saturdays and Sundays, it's game time in Bluesville. Doors open 1 hour prior to the first game. Catch all the action on the 15 screens, plus great food and beverage specials, too. Mondays and Thursdays, it's football night at Legends. Catch all the NFL action on the big screen while you and your friends enjoy great football and food and beverage specials. This season, it's Horseshoe Tunica for all your football action. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Right now at Thompson Machinery, your local Cat dealer, get 0% for 60 months with zero down on select new Cat compact equipment. Whether you're looking to buy, lease, or rent, we've got the right solution to fit your job site needs. Call Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or visit tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. That's Thompson Machinery at 901-245-6337 or tmcat.com/bigtimesupport. Terms and conditions apply.
You've heard of the Carpenter Art Garden, right? And all the wonderful things it does for the underprivileged young people in Binghamton? Well, now the Carpenter Art Garden hires kids from the neighborhood as staff. That's due in part to a grant from Triumph Bank. And this summer, a group of volunteers from Triumph Bank will be working with the Carpenter Art Garden to teach a six-week course on financial education and literacy. Think about all the things you know that you take for granted. How to set up a checking account, how to use a debit card, how to budget, and how to save. Triumph Bank understands it's impossible to build any kind of financial future without these basic skills. So they've put together a team of volunteers, which includes the CEO of the bank, Will Chase, by the way, to make sure the kids at the Carpenter Art Garden have the knowledge and the access that they need. That's why Triumph Bank is a different kind of bank, and that's how the people at Triumph Bank treat everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Get down! Quiz is the code word this hour. If you missed it, 72881. Text quiz to 72881. We got another code word coming up at 1 o'clock here.
Jason and John guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness. This is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
See a bad mother. Look at me. Know what you see? See a bad mother.
Every day around this time, we do the rundown. Let's do it.
Now, it's the rundown presented by LA Fitness. The biggest stories from Jason and John. Everything y'all need on 92.9 FM ESPN. First story.
All right, so Memphis basketball is having or did have a pro day over at the University of Memphis yesterday. We were there. We may or may not be in this documentary. It was tentatively titled Glory Days. Can we not come up with a better name for the documentary?
Well, yeah, just hating on everything. What's wrong with Glory Days?
You like it?
What's wrong with it?
Just, I feel like you can, it's just so generic. It's like not Memphis-centric at all. You know, like, we can't come up with, like, a Memphis deal. We can't do a play on Penny's name. We can't do anything like that.
What, you want some barbecue or something in the name?
Yeah.
Some
I want,
Bluths.
I want it to be – yeah, actually, as a matter of fact.
Got to have it.
Yes. Everybody else, we're going to make Bluff City Slaw out of everybody else. You like that?
It's not Glory Road. It's Glory Days.
I have not seen that movie. I have not seen that movie, Glory Road. So, wouldn't be able to intelligently weigh in on that one way or the other, Jason.
You need to study up.
But, yes, we're working on getting the name changed. It's tentative, so we're working on getting the name changed. But at any rate, 83 NBA scouts, executives, general managers were in the building yesterday.
How did you get that number?
A collection of media, a smattering of media. Jason was there.
I don't know why you're acting like I'm not media anymore.
Oh, you were there. No, you were media for sure. You came. I'm trying to think who else was there.
Just because I don't write.
Well, I mean.
Just because I don't do the written word anymore. I'm not good enough media for you.
Well, I will tell you, like, you just start to notice who's there and who's not, you know, and you don't be going to them press conferences no more. Then you come for the pro day. But anyway, I'm just kidding. I'm not judging you, man. I wouldn't do it either.
Yes, you are.
But anyway, it was a pro day yesterday, and we only got 30 minutes. We only got a chance to see 30 minutes. We saw James Wiseman jump. That was good. It was nice to see him jump. He jumps very high, and, you know, especially for a guy his size, moves well in the lane. That was impressive. Boogie Ellis, we have seen some measurements come out. Only two so far is what it looks like. But Boogie Ellis had a 40.5-inch vertical. Damian Ball had a 39.5-inch vertical. I don't know what the measurement is going to be on Lester, but I feel like he got higher than I would have thought. You know, I remember being like, wow, Lester kind of got up there a little bit.
34.
34, that's your prediction for Lester?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just a guess.
Yeah. Touched base with a couple scouts who were there. Boogie Ellis was the biggest name that I got. I mean, again, beyond the obvious names of Precious and James. Like, you just know because of who they are, what they're going to do. You know, they're going to impress the guys who were there. But Boogie Ellis was a guy who people were impressed with, said he's going to have the ball in his hands a lot, you know, and maybe he will. You know, maybe Boogie will end up having the ball in his hands a lot, though. I think.
Why wouldn't he? Because I see him as the starting point guard.
Well, they're going to
ask him. All y'all keep telling me it's going to be Damian Ball.
Well, I'm just telling you, that's been the rumblings out of that building, man. That's been the rumblings out of that building. But he listen, regardless, like, who starts, who doesn't, you know, he could start at the two, you know, and he has the ball in his hands a lot, you know, because he's a scorer. But at any rate, it sounded like it was a very successful day for the University of Memphis basketball team. You know, again, to just be able to have that many NBA people under your roof, you know, for your team, for your entire team, that's your message, and that message is resonating.
It felt big time. You know, practices typically closed, and most college basketball programs these days don't allow media into their practices. So you're not over there all the time at the Lori Walton, the $20 million something facility, and you go in there, and you see the sign that says, hey, you might be on a documentary, and all of a sudden you see what feels like every NBA scout in the country filing into the building to see this, what feels like a very important team right now. And it's important why. It's important to those scouts because they've got all that NBA talent on it. And it just, I say all that to say it felt big time. I mean, I'm a guy that, you know, sort of covered the end there of Josh Pastner. Well, I covered almost his entire career here, but covered those down years, covered the first part of Tubby coming in, obviously covered for the radio the entire time. And again, not to knock on those guys, but it just felt like, man, you know, when you're trying to tell the rest of Mark Giannato, mm-hmm. right, who's coming in from out of town, you're trying to tell him how important this thing is to the city, how when Tiger basketball is doing well, Mark, it's a different feeling around here, and it feels like you're covering a different beast than when the thing is not.
Right.
And there's such an appetite for it. And to try to explain that to an outsider when the thing's as down as it's been the last few years, and if it's probably hard to understand because you haven't been in it. And so I say all that to say the idea that now you go over there and it feels like you're on the front page of ESPN because the entire college basketball world's looking at you. You got every scout in town here, and it just feels like, okay, this is what I was talking about when and maybe even to a degree where, again, Penny's taking it to a level maybe we didn't expect when he first or consider when he first gets the job, where you're doing combines like Kentucky does every year. You've taken it up to a Duke sort of Kentucky level here in your second year. Man, for somebody that's lived here, for any fan that's watched that program sort of evolve and see where it's been the last few years,
This is exciting, and it's exciting because why? We love the moments, whether it's Bluff City Law or whatever, where the rest of the nation gets to look at what we think is our best, right? What we think are the good parts of Memphis. And that's the part to me that was so exciting yesterday. They have all those scouts in there and get the feeling, man, that they're all impressed. Not just with the talent that's in front of them, but the way it was being run, the facility itself, and this program in terms of where it is right now. That's a good thing. Yeah. That's a good feeling as a Memphian, as someone who's watched that program for a long time.
Yeah,
anyone who's felt it should certainly feel that.
That's the most important
thing. Yes, it's back, like we said with Penny. It's back. No, Penny hasn't won the national championship that he's saying that he's – that's what – I mean, you cut his wrist right now, that's what he's bleeding. He's bleeding blue blood trying to win a national championship for you. No, you've got steps to get to that. Can't win it yet. But the idea that he's going to return this thing to its glory days, John Martin, he's sort of done that already.
Mm-hmm.
And just in the sense that, hey, man, they're watching you again, and it's good again.
Yeah.
So again, you got to get to the wins and losses, and those will come, and we'll be up and down. But, man, my gosh, does it feel like Tiger basketball's back.
That it does.
Next story.
Brad, you're going to love me for this one because I'm going to give you a little credit. One night after giving up three runs in the ninth to fall behind the Atlanta Braves 2-1 in a situation many teams might not have come from in the NLDS, come back from, St. Louis.
Wow.
Has forced a decisive game five. I believe that game will be on Wednesday after Old Trusty. Just give me a second, Brad, because I know you're itching to talk about your team. See, I just want to break it down and give you what I saw. But I saw an old trusty. I saw an old veteran by the name of Yadier Molina, a man that you guys have leaned on for a long time, a cornerstone, a pillar of that franchise, I'll go as far as to say, probably the best catcher to ever walk through those doors.
Really?
Yes.
Better than Pudge Rodriguez.
I'm talking about for the Cardinals. Gets the walk-off sacrifice fly in the bottom of the 10th. This is after he tied the game in the 8th. Am I right, Brad Carson?
It is.
The old hero, the old tattooed neck hero, does it again and pulls it through. Cardinals win 5-4, come from behind win. And this stat is unbelievable, Brad. So that's why I know your pressure's up. Do you realize the team leading after the 7th inning in this series has lost 3 of the 4 games in the series?
It's incredible.
All the action happens after the 7th inning.
Listen, we have an important game five to go still.
My gosh, is it important on Wednesday.
It's everything. It's the finale, so we'll see how we do. How is it that the most unathletic catcher has a Jumpman catching outfit on?
Well, he's down with Jordan respects the game, and so you get this, Yadier. You are a pillar. And he gets the Jordan brand stuff.
The gear looks good. Sometimes his game is interesting, but I love the guy.
He is a warrior.
He is a hero in that city. My wife's favorite player is Yadier Molina.
He's been a Cubs killer for a long time, but I respect it, even though I can't stand him when he's going against us because he always gets the timely hit.
Are you rooting against the Cardinals?
I'm not
as a
rooting
Cub
against
fan?
You. No, I'm not rooting against you. I won't pull a John Martin here. And just revel in your in you
I don't
losing.
Root against the Cardinals.
Now,
I don't
now
care.
Now, if you go down, if you guys go down to – I did predict the Braves will win the
you
series.
You did,
though.
Okay.
But if you go down, am I going to shed a tear for you?
Yeah.
No. But I am not openly rooting against the Cardinals. I can respect it. I have great respect for you all and what you've accomplished.
What about the bat flip?
Even more so for Yadier.
Did you like the bat throw in the air flip that Yadier did after the sacrifice fly?
Any attention he can get at this age. How old is that man? Any attention he can
RBI?
Get at this age, this stage of his career, I'm happy to see him get. Do your bat flip. Flip it twice, Yadier. You deserve it.
Next story.
Congratulations. That's awesome, man. That is...
Let's go.
Does it just feel like the Brad and Jason show when we talk baseball?
No, dude. I feel like I'm in China and I can't understand what people are saying. Like that's
no. The Cardinals like democracy, though.
That's how I feel.
Here's what I need you to understand: decisive game five, Wednesday, 4:00. Loser goes home. Calls of the season: Braves Cardinals. You get it.
Yes.
I feel like there were people watching that, though, in Memphis yesterday.
There are Cardinals fans all through this town to act like that nobody's watching this. And it's high drama.
What was it, game
It is
three,
crazy
four,
high
four.
Drama. It was game four. They forced five. John, the NLDS, five. The DS is five. Okay, that championship series, the next one's going to go up to 7.
Mm-hmm.
We got to
school
John on the small thing.
That's how the format
we'll catch him up.
Yeah.
We'll catch. But no, seriously. baseball talk in Memphis doesn't get you big ratings, but clearly this is big drama going on in this series, and
this is
I think it's worth talking about because I know a bunch of Cardinal fans got to, I mean, their hopes are all just right on there, just wearing it, John.
Sitting there.
I can see Brad going up and down with this whole thing.
Yeah.
I'm thinking
did
about
it. Did I have
you,
a little more glow today, you think?
You did. Okay. Yeah, you looked much better today.
Thank you.
And again, I expect to see a down Brad on Wednesday after you lose.
God.
Next story.
All right, Jason, this is a significant development maybe for, how are you, 42?
Yeah, we talk about my age a lot. That's correct.
This would have been a big development for maybe 35-year-old Jason Smith, but it's still significant in the world today. Do you realize what Sony announced today?
New PlayStation.
PlayStation 5.
Oh, my gosh. I missed the entire 4.
Yeah, you did. You missed an entire generation,
the
man.
All 4 first versions.
I was out for a whole
ready version. For a prediction, Brad?
Yeah.
He ain't missing the 5th one.
Oh,
I don't think so.
Yeah,
I think he may be right on this.
Yeah. He ain't missing the 5th one. So I'll give you just a little bit of details on the PS5.
Come out?
It comes out. It will be out in time for holiday 2020, so a year from now.
Okay.
It will be out a year from now, which that will put CJ
will
about 6 going on 7.
Well, no, he'll be 5 going – no, he's 6 going on 7 yet.
Yeah, which is –
I don't know my own kid's age.
That sweet spot, brother.
You said 20. Okay.
That sweet spot – so far, we don't really know all that much about it. The controller is going to have what they're calling haptics. So the way I gather it is it's going to feel different on the L2 and R2 trigger when you are, for example, shooting a gun or, you know, peeling an apple. Like there's going to be more resistance on the trigger.
Oh, interesting.
Based on the action that you are doing as a video game character,
that's
right?
Cool. That's
like
cool.
Shooting a bow and arrow, yeah. Right? Or picking something up. Like you're just going to feel a more real life difference. It's not going to just be the same. So that's very interesting. But that's really about all we know right now about the PlayStation 5. How much is it going to cost? What's the over under price?
Oh, it's always $500 to start.
$400.
No, it's good. I mean, $400 would be a damn deal.
And the full version of 32-bit of 64, whatever that is, going to be $699.
The Price is Right. All right, do you have some Price is Right music, Brad? Because
yeah,
I'm gonna set the I'm gonna do the game here. Sony PlayStation 5. I'm gonna say
game's gonna cost about $75.
Don't forget this. Remember this. The best one you can buy will be $999.
Good Lord.
$999.
I said $699.
I don't know that.
$1,000?
I don't know.
Yeah, you're taking a guess.
But yeah, yes, I think it will be
$1,000. Well, they know they'll get it. That's the thing. They know they'll get that money.
Yeah.
Right? Wow. And then eventually, after what, about a year, 6 months, they'll bring it on down to where us regular folks can get it.
Is that overpriced in your wallet?
I think you're a little high, though, John, because I got to sell it to families.
The best one.
I think you're a little high.
Now, I'm looking it up, and again, people do not know.
I'm going $6.99.
Mm-hmm.
I
think that's
or $1 because you're over.
good bidding.
Because this is going to have like the most advanced hardware. This is going to have like this is going to have 8K. Okay, this is you on that 4K. This is going to have 8K technology.
Bro, you still on 2K?
No, I'm not. But like there are stories out there where it's that say Sony is very worried about the price leaking because they know how high it's going to be.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So I believe that it's going the best, most premium, like
the one you'll have.
Like the PS4 Pro right now is like the best PS4 you can buy. Mm-hmm. The PS5 Pro will be $999, and I think maybe more. I think it could be $1099.
What's that PS4 Pro cost me these days?
I think it's like $500, but let me get that for you for sure. I want to make sure.
Do people pay these prices for this stuff? I'm out of touch.
Oh, they will get it, Brad. That's why they're going to charge it. They absolutely will get it.
The PS4 Pro right now is $399 at Best Buy.
Okay. So still doing good. Okay. Yeah, that's been out long enough.
But yeah, it's been out for a year, 2 years. Yeah.
Here's the question. What will come in the John Martin household first? PlayStation 5?
Oh, man.
Or baby?
You putting that real pressure on me. You putting that 40 minutes of hell on me.
Baby or PlayStation 5, holiday 2020. Which one coming first?
Well, one of these is obviously out of my control, as you know, right? I mean, I can't, you know, who knows?
You have a lot of say in that.
Well,
takes two to tango, brother.
Yeah, but you never know, you know? Like sometimes.
She can't get it done on her own.
Well, she could.
No.
She could get in, you know, like the
in vitro fertilization.
Yeah.
Not if she wants your baby.
Yeah.
Correct.
Then you
still
have to
help. She wants a little Slim Shady.
Correct.
Yeah.
But again, though, who knows? I would say holiday 2020,
yeah,
the PlayStation will come first. Now, When you say baby come first, do you mean like conceive or birth? Because now it's going to get interesting if you change it up.
Mm-hmm.
If you change it up a little bit, if you change the phrasing a little bit. Because I think if you're talking about, you know, Sam becoming pregnant, I would probably guess still the PlayStation 5.
Oh, you had us for a minute.
You're roping me
in. Yeah, you were teasing there like Rod Hampton.
There is nothing people who have children like more than other people who don't have children to have children. Explain.
Well, I think it's that we want you to get this idea, right, that this dog you own right now is the center of the universe and can write it and sleep in your bed and all that. And
well, he doesn't
so
anymore.
Much of your life decisions and whether your life's going good or bad is based on the day you've had with your dog.
Yeah.
And we sit up here and we tell
See,
you,
that's a good,
right?
That's a good
we,
point.
We sit up here and tell you, well, John, your life's really going to change because soon you're going to have a little whippersnapper and you're going to find out that, John, see, here's the difference between a dog and a kid.
Yes.
See, your life right now is still yours.
Yes.
It's still John Martin that you think about first when you get in that Jeep and you come to work and you think about my career and how much money I got to make and how good the show needs to be today so we can do a good job and do all that, right? You're still thinking about you.
Preach, Jason.
And you got a dog.
Yes.
What you won't be thinking about is that once you've had that kid. Because then every morning that you wake up is going to be, man, that kid, man, his grade, what the hell is he doing in school? Why is he misbehaving? What have I got to do more to support this kid? Man, I've got to pick it up. I've got to get to support and get this kid in the right. That's what it becomes about, and that is the difference. And so to go back and answer your question, I think the reason what so many of us are rooting on, in this case, the man that doesn't have a kid to have a kid.
Yeah.
Because we want you to get that little perspective where you see that.
Interesting.
My gosh, man, that doll that you've got, don't let it ruin your day.
Yeah.
Because you don't have kids.
Right.
You're still living for you.
Right.
You got it good. It's new money all day. Go out and spend it on Betts and Fred. Go celebrate.
And you want me to leave that life behind so that I can be miserable.
Well, it's just when you try to give us the life lessons. Mm-hmm. And then you'll have that perspective. Right? It's the life lessons that we're, right? Don't get me wrong. Experience is important for all of us to share.
Mm-hmm.
Experience varies from the very old to the young. And here's the deal. The young can have valuable experiences that the old can learn from, absolutely. But it's when we get the sort of life advice, right, and you haven't even had a down day because your kid out of your control is just, he's with the wrong group. And he's making the wrong, little five-year-old's gotten with the wrong group of five-year-olds, John. And he's misbehaving every damn day. He's coming home in the orange and the red instead of the green.
Right.
And I can't control it.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Now, that's affecting my life.
Yeah.
Like, I got to get it through this little five-year-old's skull. He's with the wrong group right now.
Well, have you ever considered hanging out with the right because group? You took him to a wrestling show where he was called a girl? Have you ever thought about that?
Well, first of all, John.
Oh, my Lord.
First off, you're tying two things and got no business going together. Okay.
Or do they?
The behavior was already off. Okay. That was this past week.
Uh-huh.
They're on fall break right now.
Okay.
He got called a girl by this wrestler on Saturday. So you're trying to tie two things together.
So do you think it will improve?
Oh, it's going to improve. Because you know what Jason had to do? And a lot of people ain't going to like this.
Oh, don't do this, Adrian.
Yeah, a lot of people.
Go there.
Lot of people going to turn Deacon Smith off with this one.
They're going to turn you into
all
the
right?
cops, Adrian.
But you know what Jason went to for the answer?
Back, Jason.
You
know
switch,
what I went
AP?
To for the answer when
the
that
switch?
Kid kept on getting in the orange? And I'm telling him every day before he goes to school, Chris, don't mess up this time. Don't mess up. All I want, one thing in my life, is for you to come home in the green today. Don't mess this up, kid. And you know what happened? That fool came home in the yellow with a chance to go to red. He was in the yellow with a chance, John, had a chance to improve it. And what he
is, that fool is yellow almost worse made it, than orange?
No, there's yellow, orange, red.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
All right, I think that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Green is what you're in every
yes.
day when you go to school. You got an opportunity to improve on that, get the blue and purple good things.
I like green.
Or go mm-hmm. down.
You don't
all right?
go down.
And despite me giving him all this advice, like, kid, it's the only thing I'm thinking about all day long.
Yeah.
Okay, don't come home to me. John, what do I have to do? What I have to do when I ran out of things to tell him and advice to give him.
You made him pick a switch.
I stood up.
Oh, no.
Belt.
Don't do this.
I took off this belt.
Don't do this.
He's going to get you now, John.
No, he's not going to get
and
me.
I said,
I came home in the green.
I said, now you got to answer to this. And I snapped it on him. And I snapped it. And I snapped it. And I snapped it. You understand? And the tears automatically started rolling. Because that kid knew then I was talking real business. You understand what I'm saying?
You didn't have to snap it three times on him, though.
Snap it three times.
Now, I had a thicker belt. This snap's coming in a little weak.
Right.
I had a thicker brown belt that day. This is a thin, formal black belt.
Yes.
You understand what I'm saying? And, John, I'm not going to lie to you. I had to put it on him.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
With a belt?
First time ever.
All right. Well, somebody's going to turn you into protective services here, just so you know.
No,
they're not, John.
It's 2019,
no,
Jason.
No, they are absolutely not, John. Why? Because I know what you're going to do with it. You were going to continue to reason with CJ, 2019 millennial man. You were going to CJ, you're ruining it. I just can't understand why you're behaving like this. Let's figure it out together. Let's sit down and have a nice hot cup of milk and talk about it, talk through
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And you'll make the little five-year-old understand, won't
no
you?
No doubt.
Right,
yeah.
With your brain power, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, with how smart you are, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, I know. That's the way to figure
Finesse.
It out. I can't wait till you have a kid.
I mean,
and you see that don't work.
And then
you're out of answers like me. And maybe you won't have to go to the belt. Because look, my dad probably only had to hit me one time with the rest of the time was snapping just like me. And I pray to God that was the only time that I'll ever have to hit CJ. The rest of the time I could just snap it at him. He'll know what I'm talking about. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Do you realize Adrian Peterson missed an entire season for doing this? So,
that's much different.
John, is it?
There is a difference between abusing your child, right, leaving marks. And I'm not even telling you that's what Adrian did because I don't know all the details of that case. I know he got – did he get charged with that by police?
No, that was one of those situations where it was the
NFL. What you would not be able to do is go in my home and look at Chris right now and say that man abused his child. What that man did was handle his business with his kid. And, look, there's different ways of doing this. You could do it the John way. Right? And never have to hit them in your life. And maybe you get through life without any problems and your kid's as tame as they come. Or if you run out of answers, John, and you figure as a parent that's what you got left, right? And that wakes him up finally and he figures it out.
Yeah.
And you never got to go to it again, hopefully. Then that's another way to do it.
Now, real quick before we get to Clay, what did you do after you put that on him? What was your reaction afterwards?
I felt terrible about it. I ain't going to lie to you.
I mean, I think it was the snapping of it, really, that was the.
What I saw. I'm not going to lie to you, man. And I might get emotional talking about this. I prayed afterwards that I'd never have to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. Real talk.
I mean, that's not something that's fun.
Yeah, it's not. And look, and I don't want to sound like the parent here that's out of answers that can't figure this thing out, but in the sense that, look, I don't want to ever have to use force.
Right.
Right, to get my child to do something.
Yeah.
Now, there will be times, right, where he's just not listening, and I may have to do that. And so what I've got to do is be a man and step up. And again, to some people, that's not being they term that being a man, right, getting a kid to respond by force or whatever. But it's not the way that motivated me, right? I got hit one time by my dad. Didn't have to happen again. I'm hoping that's the case. But after that, all right. What he said motivated me enough. So I'm hoping that is the case, but I ain't going to be scared if I've got to because, John, I'd rather have him paying attention to me, doing the things because he's scared of this damn belt than over in a prison somewhere because then, right, I didn't do it, and he thought he was smarter than me on everything, didn't want to listen to me, whatever else. I'd rather have that than him somewhere else acting a fool somewhere, being a class clown or off in the red and the orange all of his life. You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, the proof will be the pudding after fall break is over.
Absolutely.
And that Monday will be a huge day in the Smith household.
Yep.
It will be what do they call it in college basketball, man? God, what do they call it? I can't remember what they call that particular Monday, man, but it's going to be a momentous Monday for sure.
Yeah. Hopefully he responds, man.
No doubt, cuz I don't want you to have to take your belt off in here again, you know.
Well, I'll use it.
We know. So anyway, we're going to talk to Clay Travis, maybe not about this, but about NBA in China. Just put your belt back on, buckle it back up.
All right.
Clay Travis is up next. Jason and John on ESPN FM, ESPN.
Radio.com cash is coming up at 1 p.m. Get the code and you could win $1,000 from 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you know the value of good machines, then it's high time we got together. We're Bailey Industrial, builders of metal and woodworking equipment. Hardworking machines for hardworking people. We stand behind our equipment and make sure our equipment stands behind you with the after-sales support you need to keep your shop running smoothly, which means making sure you have what you need when you need it, typically shipping within 72 hours or less. So whether you're a fabricator or manufacturer of metal or wood products, go to 920machine.com and we'll send you a catalog, over 400 pages of what you love most, machines. So whatever you're looking to build or manufacture, do it with Bailey Industrial, the company you can trust to give you the equipment and service you can rely on. Because if it's worth doing right, it's only right to do it with Bailey. Get the Machine Lover's Dream Catalog free by calling 920-MACHINE or go to 920machine.com. Get your free catalog while they last at 920machine.com.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Right now, Choate's is offering awesome specials on new tankless water heaters and select Carrier HVAC systems. If you are tired of running out of hot water in your tub or shower and wasting money on utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no-interest financing, plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the experts with Carrier and Choate's and receive up to 72 months no-interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate's will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry. These specials won't last long, so call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Divorce can be a difficult process, so don't trust your family and future to one of those national cookie-cutter law firms. If you're getting divorced or want help with custody, adoption, or wills and estates, contact Justin Thomas and the deeply experienced Memphis lawyers of Thomas White & Gill at memphisfamilylaw.com.
FedEx employees, have you heard? There's a financial institution just for you. FedEx Employees Credit Association. Join today to get bigger returns and competitive rates on savings, checking, loans, investing, with less and lower fees all around. Visit FECCA.com to apply.
I've been around a long time, seeing a lot of gadgets show up that are supposed to make my job easier. Digital screwdrivers, hammer 2.0, the new improved nail, now with more pointiness. You know what really makes my job easier? Grainger. Easy reordering, easy inventory solutions, and easy to do business with every time. Gadgets come and go. You want reliability. You want Grainger. Call, clickgrainger.com, or stop by to see for yourself. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
You got a minute? I need your help. You see, one out of six vehicles have been recalled because of dangerous Takata airbags. One of them could be yours. Defective airbag parts can explode, causing serious injury, even death. Go to safeairbags.com and see if your vehicle is on the recall list. And if it is, get it fixed for free. It could save your life.
Jason and John Guests appear on the ATC Fitness phone line. ATC Fitness, this is the Jason and John Show, presented by the Wing Guru, only on Memphis' sports station, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Hey, Travis, you can hear him every morning on 790 AM. Catch him on Lock It In. On FS1, follow him on Twitter at Clay Travis. He joins us every Tuesday, and he joins us now. Clay, what's going on, brother?
I'm doing well. How are y'all?
What has the NBA done?
Man, I don't know how much you guys have talked about this on your show, but I know
we don't have law degrees, Clay, so it's a little hard for us.
Well, I know Memphis is a huge NBA market, so this is, to me, an utterly fascinating story that the NBA has created a huge mess for itself. So there are a couple of NBA teams that are over, I think four total, if I'm not mistaken. You guys may know better than me. I think there are two different games featuring four different total teams, if I'm not mistaken.
That sounds right.
As part of the preseason that are taking a tour of China.
Yep.
And the NBA has been aggressive in reaching out internationally to as many different countries to try to grow the brand of their basketball league. And so as part of that, Daryl Morey, who is the Houston Rockets GM, tweeted out while they were in Japan, I believe, that he supported the protesters in Hong Kong who are seeking democratic freedoms and or seeking to maintain the democratic freedoms that they already have in the face of rules that would be applied by communist Chinese leaders, which would potentially strip away many of the rights of those people in Hong Kong. Now, I expect that most people are not, you know, like foreign policy mavens or experts, but it is probably not a surprise to loads of people who are listening to us right now that China is a communist regime and that the people of China do not have the same freedoms that exist in the United States that many of us take for granted. For instance, only a few years ago, China stopped its One China policy, which forbade any couple to have more than one child. Okay? Like, they were so enmeshed in China in the overall decision making of family lives that they were not allowing people to have more than one child. And so, you know, I know, like, for instance, in America, abortion is a contentious political issue. Whether or not a woman should be forced to have a baby is a debate that we have. Imagine if in America they said to every married couple, you can only have one child, period. That's it. You don't have the reproductive ability, even in a marriage, to choose how many children you could have. That is a kind of example of the totalitarian control over its population that China exercised and has exercised for years. Another easy one. We take being able to get on the internet and read anything that we want for granted because we have complete freedom of speech, expression, and readership in this country. They have what they call the Great Firewall of China, such that if you want to look up democratic protests in 1989 in Tiananmen Square in China, you can't actually read about it in that country. They block all reference to democratic upbringings. They block all reference to the Hong Kong protests. You don't get, you know, I know we talk about fake news in this country, or some people do, the president certainly now does, but you don't have freedom of the press in China, right? You don't have freedom of going on your own private internet device. They're censoring all sorts of different things that the Chinese public sees, okay? So all of that is background for this. So when Daryl Morey says that he supports democracy, it turns into a tidal wave of an issue for the NBA because the Rockets are, because of Yao Ming, the preferred team by many people in China to follow. And so the Chinese government demands an apology. The NBA drafts a dual statement, basically, that reads one way in English, another way in Chinese, and refuses to say, hey, you know what? We're a league that supports democracy, which doesn't seem very, very difficult. And they refuse to support Daryl Morey's ability to endorse democracy, right? They're not saying, oh, we agree with it. I don't see this as being particularly difficult of an issue. And in fact, politicians from as diverse backgrounds as Elizabeth Warren and Chuck Schumer to Marco Rubio and Ted Cruz have uniformly castigated and condemned the way that the NBA has responded here. To me, the biggest issue for the NBA is the rank hypocrisy. This is a league that banned the word owner because they found it to be offensive. This is a league that pulled its all-star game out of North Carolina because they were upset by a state of North Carolina law dealing with transgender access to bathrooms in public venues. So if you are going to be uber woke, and if you are going to be Greg Popovich and Steve Kerr and LeBron James and Adam Silver, and you are going to adopt the position that you're more than basketball players, that you're not just going to shut up and dribble, how in the world can you allow a totalitarian communist dictatorship to tell you what your American executives are allowed to say and to believe and require you to apologize for those? I am an American who does not believe that any American ever should apologize for believing in the democratic republic that we have created and in the belief that democracies around the world are better off than the billions of people who live under the boot of communist dictatorships or dictatorships of any other ilk or nature. So to me, the NBA has blown this in a big way. I think it has demonstrated how much of what many of their athletes and coaches say is just crap. Steve Kerr was asked, hey, what do you think about this? He wasn't willing to endorse a democratic future for China. To me, it's pointing out the rank hypocrisy that exists here when Steve Kerr is all about politics when it comes to Donald Trump and his tweets or not going to the White House or gun control or immigration or any other issue. And yet he's unwilling to say, I believe there should be a democratic republic in China, and I support protesters who would say that. This is, I think, a major issue. I think the NBA looks awful here. And worst of all, I think they are guilty of extreme hypocrisy and being woke when, relatively speaking, the things that they are woke about, the word owner and a random bill in North Carolina about transgender public bathroom access, is relatively insignificant. And they're wrong on the big issues of the day, which is the 1.4 billion Chinese people deserve the right to the same human rights and the same freedoms that we have in America. I believe they do. I'd like for my professional sports leagues to believe the same.
I'm actually with you on the fact that the NBA is it's an absolute mess, and they should absolutely at this point. I'm with you. Should pull out because what you yes. what you I mean you should pull your teams back because what you look like right now is you're picking the dollar over democracy, yes. which is what our country is absolutely found. What I found fascinating, Cleo, I wonder where you come down on this. When I was watching Steve Kerr be asked that question, sort of that, what do you think? Which he's never stopped short. I mean, he's always sort of giving you what right. he really thinks. I yeah. was wondering, does he not have an opinion on this? Does he not have an educated opinion yet? Because he said he's still reading. Or is he abiding by a guideline by the NBA that says, hey, don't talk on this right now? Yeah. Which one do you yes. think it is? Because that's important to me.
He said the NBA didn't give us any directives.
Okay.
I just find it hard to – first of all, this is not a difficult choice. Like,
yeah, it's not.
Me,
it's really not.
If
not
you
this
ask
part.
Me, like, are you in favor – as an American, are you in favor of universal public education being free for citizens around the world? I would say, of course.
100%.
If you said, do you believe in clean water – and access to medical care for 100%. People, regardless of mm-hmm. what their wealth is around the world? My answer would be yes.
Mm-hmm.
Similarly, if you say to me, do you believe that every person, regardless of their background, deserves to live in a democracy and have their voice heard about who their leaders are? Yes. To me, those are not difficult questions. Like, I applaud people who are willing to share their opinions. Certainly, I do it on a variety of different issues all day long, every day. And I don't anticipate that everybody's going to agree with me. If we all had the same opinion, we would either be lying or we would live in a totalitarian dictatorship where everybody claims that they love the leader. And in reality, they don't, right? Like we have those Saddam Hussein elections where everybody goes in and 100% of the people end up voting for Saddam Hussein because back in the day, if you didn't, you got dragged out and put in a prison camp and you were never seen again. All right. So I don't presume that everybody should have the same opinion as me. If Steve Kerr does not believe in the propagation of democracies in America, he's certainly entitled to say, you know what, I'm actually a communist. I think that communist governments make more sense. That's his right as an American, but I don't want him to hear him say that. Mm-hmm. What I don't believe is that Steve Kerr, who is willing to speak out on a variety of different subjects that are all different sorts of complex-related issues, mm-hmm. that he's comfortable doing that, and he doesn't have an opinion on whether China should be right. a democracy or right. a communist dictatorship. Like, what are you trying to do here? And it makes me question, again, whether he's selling his opinion to for money, right? And you can criticize me for a lot. The one thing that I have never been willing to do is take money and not say what I believe, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I probably would have made more money if I would have at times shut up and not offended people, right? But what I try to do, what matters to me is that I have the ability to have creative freedom and say exactly what I think every day. And that's really kind of been the driving force behind my career. So I think the NBA has created an incredible hypocrisy for yeah. itself here. And I'm with you. I think they should pull out of the league.
No question. James Harden let himself get used. Stand in front of those cameras. Yeah, James Harden let himself get used. You know what
James
I'm saying?
James Harden went to China and apologized to the Chinese people.
He should have thought it through.
Because his boss endorsed democracy.
Yeah.
Think about that. I mean, that's selling yourself as aggressively as you can sell yourself in a negative way, in my opinion. Now, maybe James Harden is not that plugged into the geopolitical
circumstances. I just wonder if that's some of it, Clay, just in fairness to him. I just wonder how plugged in on this he is. Did he have any idea what he was really doing? You know what I mean?
They may have taken advantage of him by putting him in front of the media.
That's what I feel like.
Say,
yeah.
Like,
he doesn't have a clue.
You like China. People in China have always been nice to you. And he doesn't really think about the larger impact of what he's saying. But that also flies in the face of everything that we've heard from NBA players, right? Which is, we want our voices to be heard. We care deeply about a variety of issues. Well, if you don't care about 1.4 billion people in China having the right to have democratic, beliefs, how in the world are, a democracy around them and have the free speech, right? I mean, like Steve Kerr, if he said the same things about the president of China that he has said about the president of the United States, and he were Chinese, would be put in a prison camp and would no longer be able to coach basketball. You'd never hear from him again for the rest of his life, okay? So he's right. He has the ability to criticize the president. We all do, no matter who the president is, no matter whether we agree or disagree with him or her, whoever it may be, right? But shouldn't you want those same rights for Chinese basketball coaches and Chinese basketball players and Chinese people in general? And so for Steve Kerr, who I think is an intelligent man, to claim that he doesn't know enough about this situation to speak on it, I think it's frankly a lie, and I think he's being dishonest. And let me say this. LeBron James claims that he wants to be Muhammad Ali, right? I think it's clear that he looks to Ali as being an idol.
He hasn't commented yet, though, Clay. I know where you're going.
But I would sing his praises to the high heaven if LeBron James in China was speaking, and they said, LeBron, what do you think about the protesters in Hong Kong? If LeBron James said, I believe all 1.4 billion Chinese people should have the exact same rights that I do in America today, and the fact that they don't,
I believe, is a flaw
of the Chinese government. Yeah. I would come on and I would say, you know what? That's Muhammad Ali-like, because it's easy to speak out when you don't have any risk associated to you, right? And LeBron so far, in my mind, has never said anything that's actually cost him a dollar. If he said that, China would not buy his shoes anymore. They would ban his jersey. They would burn it everywhere. But you know what? There's 1.4 billion Chinese people who would suddenly realize, wow, LeBron James was willing to speak truth to power. That's what real heroes do. That's what real superstars do. That's what Muhammad Ali would do if he were truly the Muhammad Ali of this generation.
Clay, I know it's a view you don't, but you're making my Colin Kaepernick case for me by what you're saying. You realize that because he did it if you don't agree, Clay. I know with the views and how he went about it and the shirts and all that and the pig socks, some of the steps he took. Right? Maybe you don't agree with those steps or even the view, the sort of racial inequality that you just sort of don't get when you and I talk on things. Don't you have to at least fundamentally, I guess, admire the fact that he would take that stand and risk his job and do it on the job, where we're clearly saying we want Steve Kerr and James Harden to step up on the job. And with Kaepernick, it was, let's separate them, right?
Well, let's take a step back. Daryl Morey tweeted from his private Twitter account that he owns, right?
Right.
So I think Daryl Morey and every other GM, executive, and player has the right to share whatever political opinions they have from their social media accounts.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think there's any person out there that complains or would have ever complained about the decision of Daryl Morey or Colin Kaepernick to share their political opinions, to raise money, to donate money to whoever they like, to stand up for whatever they believe in from a political purpose. I do think it's a next step to do it in uniform at work in violation of the contract that you signed. You can do that. You're not going to get put in jail for doing it, but there are consequences for those actions. And the analogy I've always made is, if you believe that Colin Kaepernick should be praised for what he did, that's perfectly fine. I'm a First Amendment absolutist. I'm not saying he can't do it. I'm just saying, would you have the same opinion?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Would you have the same opinion if he had taken a knee and said, I think that abortion should be illegal in the United States, and I refuse to stand for the national anthem until it is illegal? Okay?
Yeah.
So the politics of it involved. Now,
this is an ideal, though, right? Wasn't he kneeling in the sense for an ideal as opposed to something we either, you know what I mean? Social injustice, racial inequality.
I wrote a huge book about this. His protest never made any sense because what he was demanding, if you are actually putting his demand into like a cogent philosophy, which he never has been able to do. And Colin Kaepernick is not a good advocate for any cause because he doesn't say anything, right? Like, he doesn't actually speak, and he hasn't for years. But if you want to try and elucidate what he was attempting to bring to the forefront, he was saying, I believe there are black people who are being killed by police, and the police should be held accountable for what they do. And until they are, I'm not going to stand for the national anthem. The problem with his protest was Barack Obama and, at the time, Loretta Lynch were investigating, on behalf of the federal government, every shooting of minorities that was questionable and determining what the truth was, which is how we know, for instance, Michael Brown, hands up, don't shoot, was a lie. The federal government investigated it and determined that that entire protest was founded on a lie. And so what Colin Kaepernick was demanding was already being done by Barack Obama and by Loretta Lynch, two African-Americans in charge of the most powerful country in the world. So, moreover, if Colin Kaepernick really wanted to protest, the problem with his protest in general, and I've kind of focused on this quite a bit, is why do you only care about minorities getting shot by police? 75% of the people shot and killed by police every year in this country are white, Asian, or Hispanic. So if he had wanted to have a true conversation, he should have had a conversation that was broader about police violence in this country.
Again, we're getting to the message, though, Clay, and whether we agreed on it. But it's the actual stand that I was comparing to the league. I knew
we'd go back to the talking points on Kaepernick.
If
LeBron James took a knee during the Chinese national anthem, okay, to protest the mistreatment of the Chinese people by the government of China, then I think that would be an incredibly strong statement. And there is some connection to what Colin Kaepernick did, but I think it would be infinitely broader than what Colin Kaepernick did. What they have in common is Colin Kaepernick risked something.
Yes.
Right? Whether you agree or disagree
with
him.
That's what I'm trying to – yep. That's
he did risk something.
You clearly disagree, but he risked something. Yes.
Yes. 100%.
Yes.
What has LeBron James ever risked?
Well, to this point on your thing, has he risked money or his job or, you know, the popularity vote? I'd have to tell me where he has. I mean, he's built schools.
Right. I don't know
anything controversial, right, that he's come down on his side where you can say LeBron particularly picked the wrong thing here, right, where it's controversial and you could say both ways. I'm not sure he's done that. That's why I'm so interested in what he'll say here, because it's so clear. It is so crystal clear that the NBA's messed up here. And that's why when it comes to LeBron here, who is, whether he wants to be or not, a face of this thing, his comments to me so important, Clay, in terms of whenever they point that camera at him, what he does here. Does he fall in line like Steve Curry, everybody else, and Silver's telling him to do, and you know, they want to use him like they did with Harden, or does he come out and say, this is wrong? I'm hoping Clay comes out and says, this is wrong.
I agree with you. I mean, I think it would be the most powerful moment in LeBron James'
It'd
career
be big.
Because it would cut him off from China, right? Like, sometimes...
Yeah. And who cares? I'm with you. Who cares? At this point, who cares?
I think the other question for people out there, we talked about this on the show this morning, like... How much more money does LeBron need? And look, I'm a capitalist.
Well, NBA too, not just LeBron. How much more money does the NBA need, right?
That's
all
of it. True.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, to what extent are you willing to sell your values in exchange
I gotta give
for
you that.
Money?
Yeah, I got to give you that.
Am I right?
I got to give
that's
you that.
That's a big question that I think
NBA needs to ask itself that. Absolutely.
Yeah, I think the NBA, I think a lot of people ask themselves that all the time. Like, there are people who have jobs that they don't like that require them to do things they don't disagree with for money. And so, to what extent, at some point, right, you have enough money for you and your family. LeBron, certainly, by himself, has enough money to take care of his family for hundreds of years, right? LeBron James's family for hundreds of years probably is going to be wealthy, assuming they make decent financial decisions. He's created generational wealth for his family. The NBA, similarly, and the owners have created generational wealth for their family.
Yes.
You know, it didn't get that much attention, but one of the things I was really bothered about in this whole story is the new owner of the Brooklyn Nets. I don't know if you read what he said, but that dude was lecturing Americans on why their opinions about democracy in China are wrong. And I'm sitting around saying, why are we selling an NBA franchise to a Chinese dude who's going to come into our country and tell us
to butt
out of these Chinese-related issues. You don't understand them. They're more complicated than you think. Well, I'm sorry. I don't know that I agree with that on any stretch of the imagination. Certainly, And for the NBA, I think it's just a bad look. Now, this is the challenge that comes with trying to be a global brand, is you have to be able to handle controversies in parts of the world that don't conform to what we believe American standards of human rights should be. And so I wouldn't be calling the NBA out in a big way at all if they hadn't tried to become, in the United States, the woke universe of the world of sports. And so this hypocrisy on their – look, if the NBA had always said, hey, all we care about is money. Like, our goal is just to maximize profits. We don't care about anything else. I'd say, you know what? I mean, that's a capitalist democracy. That's a business that's just trying to make as much money as it can. But the NBA has held itself out as something more. And in this, I think they failed.
Clay, before we get you out of here, how can you help our listeners today?
Well, I'm a capitalist, so I hope you go to thehomeloanexpert.com and get a mortgage, because my guy Ryan Kelly will take care of you. Whether you need a great new low rate on a 15- or 30-year mortgage, or whether you need the opportunity to get hooked up with a brand-new mortgage overall, or brand-new rate, because rates have come down to such a great extent, refi can make sense. It's October now. I know y'all are a lot like me. No matter what you do, you end up spending more money around the holidays than you expected. The kids need more presents. The grandkids need more presents. The wife needs more presents. Somebody out there is going to spend more money than you anticipated from Thanksgiving to Christmas on in through the new year. Why not go ahead and put your financial house in order before the end of the year? Get hooked up. Save hundreds, if not thousands, a month at thehomeloanexpert.com.
Appreciate it, Clay. Thanks.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.